This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of latissimus dorsi rupture from the shoulder and elbow section on orthobullets.com. So as a quick summary, latissimus dorsi rupture is a rare condition but has been reported as a cause of pain in the thrower's shoulder. Diagnosis is confirmed with an MRI. Treatment is non-operative for the majority of patients. Surgery is only indicated in competitive athletes. In terms of the epidemiology for latissimus dorsi rupture, this is a very rare condition. As far as the etiology, the mechanism for a latissimus dorsi rupture is felt to be eccentric overload during the follow-through phase of the throwing motion. In terms of the anatomy, the latissimus dorsi originates at the spinous processes of the inferior 6th thoracic vertebrae, thoracolumbar fascia, iliac crest, and inferior 3 or 4 ribs. The insertion is the floor of the intertubercular groove of the humerus. The action is to extend, adduct, and medially rotate the humerus. It raises the body towards the arms during climbing. The innervation is the thoracodorsal nerve, which receives contributions from C6, C7, and C8. The arterial supply is the thoracodorsal artery. As far as the presentation, on physical exam, you will find local tenderness and deformity over the latissimus dorsi muscles and pain with shoulder adduction and internal rotation. In terms of imaging, an MRI will show increased T2 signal and retraction of the latissimus dorsi muscle. Treatment of a latissimus dorsi rupture can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management includes a short period of rest followed by PT. Remember, you can allow resumption of activities in low-demand patients. Physical therapy goals in this setting are to restore shoulder motion and strength. Remember that throwing can be allowed after full, pain-free motion and good strength. Throwing can also be allowed if there's balance of the rotator cuff and scapular rotator muscles. Operative options include primary repair versus reconstruction. This is indicated for high-demand athletes, and currently there are no defined indications for surgical repair. In terms of the technique, early primary repair is favored to prevent retraction and scarring. That's all for this review about latissimus dorsi rupture. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It would help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.